bad education. But I also made mistakes in football matches, and I will make more. So when after the game he came to me to apologize, I accepted his apologies and nothing more to say. Mauricio saw, Mauricio told that he would take care of it internally and to accept his apologies, which I did. I think fantastic game with a fantastic result for Chelsea and an awful result for us.
There you go. That's Jose Mourinho after being involved with a fracas. I think we can call it that, can't we, Loz?
Oh, I think so.
A fracas.
Oh, well, yeah. It's a bit
I'm going to call it a fracas.
Oh, I love him.
Push and shove. He wanted to go the biff and the tunnel. Of course, it wasn't actually his fault on this occasion. Robbie Slater joins us. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
What did you make of it, the fracas?
Look, I watched the game live. It was, well, what a game.
Yeah.
I mean, extraordinary how United did play well and Chelsea had their moments. And the way they scored in this, I mean, there was 6 minutes of injury time. And, of course, with about 30 seconds to go, Chelsea have equalised when it looked United were going to get a very famous victory at Stamford Bridge because they don't have a good record there. And that's when the incident happened. Obviously, the coach, the member of the coaching staff from Chelsea has run past Mourinho and obviously, said something to wind him up, obviously, something sarcastic and completely human way to react in that kind of moment because United thought they were home. I thought they were home watching. Everyone thought they were home. So it was very dramatic. And Sarri, the Chelsea manager, has handled it properly and apologised and Mourinho has accepted it as well.
Yeah, I think he's been involved in a few dust-ups during his time, hasn't he, Mourinho? So he's probably started a few, so he's probably looking to move forward quite quickly. What'd you make of Sydney FC, mate, in their draw against Adelaide United?
Yeah, it was difficult for them. The one thing is, they didn't lose, and good teams always find a way not to lose. Adelaide were the better side on the night, if I can put it like that, without creating too much. I mean, the goal they got was a mistake, a goalkeeping mistake, and you get that from Andrew Redmayne. He'd made one other fantastic save just before conceding. Right on half-time, Sydney, well, the game was not the best. It certainly wasn't as good as the Melbourne Derby on Saturday. But Sydney found a way to win. They had one chance in the whole game, and they scored. Lafondra, of course, who's been brought in to replace the 27 goals from Bobo, set up by Ninkovic, a lot to work on. But it's a difficult place to go. Adelaide, of course, they'll meet Wednesday week in the FFA Cup final at the same venue. So what it proved is it's going to be a very tight game.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, I read your column yesterday in the Sunday Telegraph.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the loss of Bahaja, only speed.
Yep.
Will that come back and haunt Sydney? Or can they find someone in the meantime?
And that's why I know Sydney have still one visa spot open.
Yeah.
And I think they need to use that. Steve Corica has actually said that he might wait for the transfer window in January. I'd be doing it now because the Bahaja was one of the outstanding, if not the most outstanding player during the pre-season. 8 goals in the FFA Cup. Including the FFA Cup.
Yep.
And he gave them another dimension in respect to his speed. They don't have that anymore, and I don't think they can win it without adding to that.
Mm. And Rob,
mind you, my A-League tipping was started off in disastrous fashion.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, I tipped Melbourne City too, by the way.
You did too.
That just about sums it up.
You did too. I thought the new imports, I thought, Lafondra, he's going to be okay, Rob, by the look of it. And that was a classy sort of header from Honda.
Honda was quite simply the best player on the field by some weight.
Yeah, yeah.
At Fox Sports, we gave Richie Delatt the man of the match by mistake because I'm the one who picks it and I instructed them to give it to Keske Honda. Somehow it got mixed up and I said Richie Delatt second because we give out points. Anyway, Honda was the best player. Lafondra had one chance in the game and took it.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the presence of Bobo.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have an aerial threat because Bobo was super in the air, scored a lot of headed goals. But certainly in the 18-yard box, in and around the 6-yard box, he is the goods. But Honda was the real deal. Yeah. The whole weekend was spoiled by VAR.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the games yesterday. I know there was probably controversial ones yesterday. I thought he pretty much got them all right yesterday.
Okay.
But the one in the Melbourne derby...
Yeah, saw that.
Ams was the referee. Mm-hmm. He should be banned for a couple of games. I mean, what he did was unbelievable, but beyond belief. It was so clearly not a foul, and that's what the VAR is there for. He originally gave a foul, and then they've gone VAR because it happened inside the penalty box. He was called to the sideline to look at the TV, the video, and there he had the chance to right his wrong and say, clearly this is not a foul. Go back and give it a drop ball, or you give a yellow card to Fornarelli for
faking,
and you move on.
Yeah.
Not only that, did he not do that, he compounded his error by keeping it as a foul and then awarding a penalty to Melbourne City, which changed the direction of the game because Victory were robbed.
That's a very good summation, Rob. Hey, one quick one, mate, if we can. Usain Bolt reports that he's going to get offered a contract. There's reports it's about $150,000. That's a long way from the $3 million I think he might have been enticed with to start. Where do you see Usain Bolt?
Well, if he signs, and it's 150 grand, that's probably about correct.
Yeah.
You know, I've said it's not worth $3 million. You know, if you want to be a footballer, yeah, that's great. Follow your dream, but it shouldn't be about the money. And I think I've said, and that's about all I've got to say about that.
Okay. No, that's fair enough.
And you too.
No, you
do listen to me now, right now.
I understand what you're saying.
Because on Friday, be careful what you say about me when you cut me off.
Why? What happened?
Because I'm listening after when you cut me off, and I have no response.
That's why we love you. That's the fun bit about being a host. Thank you, Rob. See you, mate. He's my favourite.
I love winding him up.